Feltman's introduced the first fast food in America. Coney Island Red Hots, sausages on a plate. And this goes back into the late 1800s. Now, Mr. Feltman was a German immigrant, and he put sausages on the plate, no bun. And it was too hot. People couldn't pick it up. He took a bun, sliced it, and he decided to put the sausage in the bun. And he decided to name it after the town he came from in Germany, Frankfurt, hence the name Frankfurters. And, of course, Hamburg, Germany, hamburgers. Now, in 1913, a young man named Nathan Handwerker got a job working for Mr. Feltman. And he met a lovely waitress there named Ida. They fell in love and got married. And working there 4 years, by 1916, Nathan was approached by two friends of his who were also workers at Feltman's and suggested, hey, Nathan, you know this business inside and out. Why don't you open up your own place? So he and Ida thought about it, he and Ida, and they took all of their savings, $300, and they bought a little place a few blocks west of Feltman's and opened up Nathan's and undersold Feltman by 5 cents, and everything was a nickel, while Feltman's had it as a dime. Who were his two friends that gave him the idea? Jimmy Durante and Eddie Cantor. Jimmy Durante was a singing piano player at Feltman's, and Eddie Cantor was a singing waiter. That's where they got their start in the show business.